From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Residents along the East Coast will need to dust off the shovels and snow blowers today. A big storm moving up the Atlantic seaboard has prompted Maryland, Virginia, and North Carolina to declare states of emergency. The storm is expected to strike the New York metropolitan area after dropping as much as 10 inches around the nation's capital. Bruce Kahnweiser reports the storm comes just as millions of travelers will be trying to return home from their Christmas holiday.
Blizzard and winter storm warnings are in effect across the region. Snow is expected to spread across the area this morning and rapidly intensify this afternoon. Heavy snow accompanied by strong winds will create blizzard-like conditions as visibility plunges to less than a quarter of a mile. The storm's timing could hardly be worse, as millions of travelers are due to flock to New York's three major airports. Some airlines have already announced weather-related flight cancellations, and more are sure to follow throughout the day. With 11 to 16 inches of blowing snow in the forecast, ground transportation will likely face significant disruptions as well. Officials are urging motorists to avoid driving unless it's absolutely necessary. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Kahnweiser in Greenbrook, New Jersey.
Amtrak service in the Northeast is also being affected by the impending storm. Cliff Cole is an Amtrak spokesman.
Given the latest projections for the snowstorm to come up the East Coast, we canceled some service south of Washington, D.C., because of the impending snowstorm. And I'm sure as the storm intensifies and comes up the coast, we'll have to make further adjustments.
Cole says Amtrak can handle the small stuff, but it's different when forecasters are calling for so much snow. Rain and snow also returned to California overnight. Officials there posted flood warnings, but the rains are expected to clear up in most areas today. The United Nations says about 14,000 people have fled Ivory Coast into neighboring Liberia because of the post-election violence following last month's disputed presidential vote. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports in his annual Christmas address the Pope included Ivory Coast in a list of countries needing intervention.
The UN Refugee Agency says most of the people who've crossed into Liberia come from villages in the west of Ivory Coast. They say their supporters of Alassane Ouattara declared the winner of the presidential vote by the Electoral Commission, endorsed by the UN and backed by African and world leaders. The refugees tell the UN they're escaping violence back home. They fear could trigger a return to civil war in Ivory Coast. Despite mounting pressure on the incumbent Laurent Gbagbo to step down, he is grimly clinging to power. Gbagbo has deployed security forces to crush protest and blockade the UN-guarded hotel where his rival Ouattara and his camp are holed up. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Pope Benedict is condemning Christmas violence in Nigeria and the Philippines. Speaking from his window in St. Peter's Square, the Pope said today the attacks are absurd violence and sadden him. He also cited yesterday's suicide attack in Pakistan, in which more than 40 people were killed. In Nigeria, six people died in attacks on two Christian churches, and there are reports today of clashes between armed Christian and Muslim groups near the city of Jos. In the Philippines yesterday, six were injured by a bomb planted in a Roman Catholic Church. Time is running out for people on Medicare who want to make changes in how they get health care. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports their deadline is December 31st.
Medicare recipients have just a few days left to choose whether they want to stay where they are, in a traditional Medicare setup where they can pick their doctors and hospitals, or in one or another managed care plans. December 31st is also the last day for Medicare recipients to switch prescription drug insurance plans. Advocates for the elderly recommend taking a close look at the drug plans, since out-of-pocket costs can change appreciably from year to year. Changes can be made by calling 1-800-MEDICARE or going to Medicare.gov. So far this year, 3.2 million people have checked into making changes in what they have, 300,000 more people than last year. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Defense ministers from South Korea and China are due to hold talks in Beijing in February. The meeting is scheduled amid growing regional tensions following North Korea's shelling of a South Korean island last month that killed four people. Meanwhile, a group of North Korean soldiers have been shown boasting about the attack on state television. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.